Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O, double U, double E, ooh wee. Looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gonna show you how. We gonna break it down. We gonna break it down.
Oh man, hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written. And you know what? You know what? Because I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that He gave me, and He wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, a.k.a. Dicko. A.k.a. Dicko. 3 times. And I make sure I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Oh. Okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girls. The one you heard about. You fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are Kate Pickles, girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything. And, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music is.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, PAZ hosts the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening. This is P. Brother PAZ Productions on Blog Talk Radio with your host, TAZ. I have in the house Kenny Dub Williams. K Dub is off in the house. What's up?
What's up? What's up?
And also, I got another number, a crazy number, a 111 number. Identify yourself. Hello? The other number that's in the only other number besides me and Kenny, is 111 is the area code. That's what it says on the switchboard, but I know that's not it. Who is this? Well, I guess they're not talking. I can't get I can't hear them. Anyway, K Dub.
What's up?
How did you start, man? Explain that again. This is, like I told you, you're the only one that came in here the quickest. Explain yourself and tell me exactly and the audience exactly what you do.
I am a record producer and an independent label head of Out of Step Music. I'm currently producing for and I guess managing two artists. The music I sent you today is actually, I think it's from two artists. I sent you Amos's music from his recently released mixtape that's already silver on thatpiff.com. And I think I sent you something from my singer. Her name is Tiffany Porterfield. And I just, you know, wanted to come back through and, you know, give you some new sounds, some new flavor from us. So I'm glad you put this on, man.
On the real, I only got three songs from Amos, but I do have a song by Tiffany Porterfield called Feelings.
Yeah.
You was on here before, thinking. Unless I'm just old and then forgot.
I think that might have been the one. I probably sent it before too. Just made sure you got it again.
Okay.
We're still developing. Yeah.
So, what kind of if we had to like your sister did me when I was on her show? Let me ask the same question. Your sister, being Miss Kitty Williams, who interviewed me on one of her shows a long time ago. If we had to put your music in a box, what would you describe it? How would you describe it?
I mean, hip-hop electronic, I guess you would call it, that's what it is. It's hip-hop and electronic, soul beats, all of that. You know, straight hip-hop, out of the box, outside the box, though. You know, we're never in the box. That's why we're out of step. You know, it's visionary stuff, progressive. The slogan is, you know, we're the couture of hip-hop beats. You know, we make every song for the situation, for the atmosphere, for the artist who's actually giving it to you. But that's how we do, you know.
Now, how long you been doing this? And my brother Ant is back in here. Ant, is that you, man?
Yeah, that's me. Hey, what's up, Taz?
Hey, what's up, man? This is my co-host Ant. I think you met K Dub, but I don't know. This is Kenny Dub Williams.
Oh yeah, I met him. What's up, K Dub?
Oh, what's up, man? What's going on?
Yeah,
all
I thought
right,
you
what's
did.
What's going on with you, man?
I'm chilling, man. Trying to get my sound out there. Y'all looking me up right now. It's publicity right here.
So again, going on the lines, you started this thing when? I mean, I'm just impressed because you're already young already. To me, you're already young. So when did you start doing this, man?
I've been making music.
And I know he's gonna say I've been in the game a long time. I'm gonna fall out of this chair.
I've been working on music since I was 13. You know, I took it more seriously when I turned 18. You know, I was in the military and I got had some money so I can buy the stuff I needed to take it to the next level.
Right.
And you know, I worked for different labels and collaborated with a lot of people, and finally in 2010, me and my partner decided to start our own little label, you know, and let's do it our way. And that's the kind of music that I'm putting out. That was 3 years ago. I picked up Amos first. I already had a relationship with Tiffany, but we weren't really developing her just yet. I picked up Amos, and you know, we put together this mixtape that's out right now that's doing pretty well, and you know, I'm going to take it down to Houston. We got a couple meetings with some big labels. I'm not really a major label kind of guy, but I always want to see my artists get in better hands than what I, you know, have more resources than what I can give them. So I'm going to shop the hell out of my artists here next month and, you know, make sure they can get in good hands, you know. And if they can't, then, you know, whatever, we keep on doing this because this is what we do.
Well, that's a good business move, too. Yeah, because, you know, and it's going to shine some light on some of your stuff, too, as well. And then they'll be hollering for you in a minute. We need a producer. We need to be throwing some green your way, too.
Yep, I got a guy for that. That's all I wanted to say.
This is Feeling. Introduce this song with Tiffany Porterfield.
Yeah, this is the main one that we're pushing a lot with Tiffany Porterfield because, you know, an R&B singer takes a little bit more time to develop. It's not like hip-hop. You know, you just drop an 8-bar loop and let it go. So we're working on something really nice with her right now. This is her main single. It's been doing well all year. It's got on Modern Beats Hit Talk Top 20 list 2 times already. And it's got her a lot of attention from the right people. So here it is, Tiffany Porterfield, Feeling New.
Drinking your two-step.
I'm sitting over here just grooving with my hands bobbing. I'm doing my, you know, I can't dance. So what I was doing was I was chair dancing and stuff
there
with my hands bobbing.
There you go. You don't step on your own foot. That's a nice groove. Something that I can hum around in my head. Unlike a lot of different songs out here, you can't hum that in your, you know, a lot of stuff you can't hum in your head. But this is like touches soul, and that's true. It sounds like true R&B to me, for real. And I know it does to you, right, Ant?
Yeah, man. It actually had a hint of you know, like a I wouldn't say go-go, but God, what do you call it? Techno music a little bit to me.
Yeah. And really with
nice.
The drums. Yeah,
the drums. Yeah, man. Yeah, but it was a nice, smooth beat, and I loved it, man.
And her voice is very. Her voice was right on time with it. So, hey, man, hey, Doug, we need a CD, man. Does she have a CD out?
Nah, yeah. You know, like I said, we're working on that one. You know, there's some logistics going on with that. You know. And we're doing some good stuff. I just sent her actually like five more songs to work on last night. So
okay, cool. She writes this too.
Yeah. Well, what we're gonna do with her? Actually, I can tell you the plan. We're gonna build up about 20 songs, right? Like not even mixed, no studio, just like straight up beat and her, you know, singing over it. You know, probably on a laptop microphone even. And once we pick, then we're gonna take those, you know, probably 10 to 11. And just go to the studio, you know, put all the money in it. But, you know, you want to make sure everything is ready first for the live musicians and the engineers and all that. That song right there, we did on the fly. That was a 15-minute thing, actually, because we went to the studio and Amos wasn't – he hadn't finished writing one of the songs. And then me and Tiffany just did that song right there, and it was boom. So
now my question – go ahead.
No, I'm all ears, man.
Okay, the process when you do your music, because when you just hit it, when you said you're going to do like 20 songs and get it out the way to get her, to see how it sounds, I guess, to feel how it sounds against the beat and also the best ones. And you're looking for, I guess, a dozen or maybe even 14 tracks for a CD. You're looking for the best ones out of the 20. Do you do that with every artist when you, you know, you produce, you just go, you know, ahead of what the album is going to, you know, demand for, whatever you want to put, like you want to put 12 tracks on one CD, do you go over the amount just to see and give yourself a base on whether or not all these other joints is hot or whatever and put on there?
Always. You always go overboard. So if you're,
dang,
if you're,
that's cool. I mean, that's cool now. I'm going to tell you right now, TAZ, though, I don't do that. because every song I'm writing, I'm making, and I put feeling into it, bro. And I've done it a couple times where I said, okay, maybe three or four songs we won't use. But believe me, they get used later on. They just don't sit by the wayside. They don't fall off. Get used later on for.
Yeah, that's just you know, album type deals where you'll make a little extra, you know, and the engineer, he'll never mix the single first. The engineer will mix, you know, one of the other songs first. Like, it's all like a weird little process that we go through. But I think for R&B, maybe with hip-hop you can kind of play a little safer, but I think with R&B it's probably better to have more, you know,
right,
and then chisel down from there, or take a part from this other song and try it over here on this song now, or, you know, but it's just the main thing is getting out all the creativity right there, and then we go to
working from there. Yeah. I understand. It's a cool concept, and I know a lot of real, you know, other record companies do the same thing. I just never have, because I do all the engineering, the mixing, the actual beat making, the actual recording. I'm there every step of the way with everybody, and I do it all myself. So, I mean, with me doing it all myself, it's easier to pick and choose. It's easier to go, hey, I'm putting in all this work. We got to use this joint, unless I just really ain't feeling it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's a different way.
Chaz, I got a question. this can go for either both you and K-Dub, but I'll let both of y'all to answer it. Okay, when you guys are doing your music and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Do you guys have a particular artist that you have in mind for a particular song that you have? You know what I mean? You know when you have a song in your head or whatever, and you're making a beat out of it or whatever, and you hear a distinct voice or something, and you say, yeah, she would be perfect for this song, or you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. or he would be perfect for this song. Do y'all go through that too?
I do. Sometimes when I make a beat, I go in thinking that it's for this artist, and then when I get through making that beat, I go, well, it might be for this artist. You know, I change up.
Exactly.
I hear the beat a while, I'll be like, do you do the same thing, K-Dub?
Yeah, you can't control it. You can't be like, I'm going to make a beat for T.I., and that's it. Because you're going to go in there, either you're going to get writer's block from that, or you're going to end up making something totally different. So as the beat is coming together, then I might be like, I can hear this dude putting a flow on it, or I hear that guy on it, or I hear her singing on it. But I can't go in with the mindset, this beat's for Jay-Z only, because I'll ruin myself out the gate.
Well, no, that's not what I meant. What I meant was, I guess what I'm saying is that when you're making a song or whatever, you can hear a particular artist on that track that you're making. You know what I'm saying?
We kind of answered it because once you get in there and make the beat, you do hear other people. That's basically what I'm saying. I agree with you, Ant. I understood what you meant, and that's exactly, I mean, when I go in and make a beat, I might go in with the mindset of making a beat for me and my boy Ron L. in Virginia. But as I'm making the beat, I might hear from Miss V down here in Columbus and be like, she might sound a little bit better, and it'd be her whole song. You know, it's just after you get through and you start thinking the process and you listen and you go, man, I think so-and-so sound better on this. You know, and that's how you do it. I mean, for me, that's how I do it. I don't know how K-Dub does it, but it sounds like he does the same way I do it, because you don't know going in.
It's the same way. Yeah, I just go in, I just start working. This works. I just start with the drums. I start with the drums, or I might start with the sound. Start with the, you know, it just builds up. And then, you know, I might have a whole song done, then I'll tear it apart again. And then eventually that's when you start hearing the voices in your head of who gets fitted or how they will rap on this part. And that's how you develop hooks and the main feel for the song. That's when the producer part comes in. What you said is true. Yeah, we hear it as it goes.
Sometimes, Ant, when I do it and I'm thinking of voices being on the CD, I'd be like, man, we ain't having no voices. This is going to be a jazz cut, right? You see what I'm saying? Because I do jazz, too, as well. So, I mean, it's just like, you know, whenever you're making your beat and you feel it, you be like, well, you come up with ideas as you're doing it. I mean, ideas are steadily flowing because it's a creative process all the way. And once you finish it, you say to yourself, man, I want so-and-so on here, or maybe I have my cousin play keyboards and just be a jazz cut for his CD. You know, it just depends, man. And then again, I have made a beat and go, I don't like it, and then start all over again. So
Every day.
It's a crazy process, but it is a process. The song "Airports" by Amos. Explain that one, K-Dub. Airports, that's the name of it, right?
Yeah, it's called Airports. This is off the Jimmy God mixtape. And this is actually, there's a good story behind this song, because, you know, he had the beat and everything, and I guess he was talking to one of our friends, actually, and the guy says what the hook is. He just says something, you know, we ask, you know, EJ, what you going through? He said, man, I'm honest with God, and my God is honest with me. And from there, Amos just went crazy on this beat and just built this whole song around it. So I don't want to ruin it, but, you know, I like it when we get the energy from the actual team. The team is all thinking the same, and it just comes together real nice like this.
Airport.
There it is. Airports by Amos.
some women I like, and I be loving the streets, man. I be drinking sometimes. That's why I pay for the fee. Cause I'm honest with y'all, my God, he honest with me. On the tip of my tongue, but I can hardly taste it. Cause I wasted damn half the glass. I was built to last, so you don't have to ask. You just drag the magic. Ash and pass, I'm a pacifist. Don't make me pass my fist. I'd rather pass my diss, say niggas last the shit. Speed, speed, last, be relax. We be that. Rap black to this. So fuck on my way, I got plaques to get. Funk in my sway, I got character. With the letterman, there's a marriage in. Fell heartbeats and lady heroin. And heroin, her eye. All she sees is one straight line. I'm a thief to things I think. Even my ID is still, still time. But I'm one.
I'm honest with y'all, my God, he got this with me. It's some women I like, and I be loving the streets. Man, I be drinking sometimes, that's why I pay for the fee. Cause I'm honest with y'all, my God, he got this with me. Won't pop nan, nigga, no we gon' ride. Tryna see beyond these D-Lo. Switch him around town with this girl like D-Lo. Yeah, nigga, gon' be like Reno. We mo, go get us up a dream, yo. I'ma have the whole team sippin' Pellegrino. Gringo, not too many other things, don't. Come on, party with the MC Artisan. And since MC Fly, guess I'm already then. Sun kissing a LaMotta for the audience. I'm being sweat dripping on the body end. Everybody wanna get an itty bitty party. This I hit the 50 feet out the park where we always park. Steam, dream, freestyle retort. See, I was taught, do not be bought or buy. If it mean more to you than being honest to God, my God, be honest with me. It's some women I like, and I be loving the treatment. I be drinking sometimes, that's why I pay for the fee. Cause I'm honest with God, my God, be honest with me. Ride together till we die, together we'll be fly. Forever, whenever, wherever. Ride together till we die, together we'll be fly. Forever are we near and reach ecstasy.
That's hot, airports. I like that, man. I loved it. I'm like, man, I'm about to play this at the house party for real. I got to hear him over the Yamaha. Damn this phone. Ant-Man.
Well, you know I loved it. You know.
That day was... I said, I'm about to play... I'm going to put this on CD. I'm going to play this over these Yamaha, man.
You know what happened? You know what happened when it first came on and the music hit, and then the chorus part came in. It took me back to the 1980s. I could just see Crockett and Tubbs riding to that.
Miami Vice.
Yeah.
Hey, Amos singing at the beginning?
Yeah, that was all Amos. Yeah.
Oh my God. Tim Cat. For me, he got a couple of joints where he just singing all the way through?
No, but you know what? Actually,
he needs to sing all the way through.
You want him to?
I'm telling you. Tell him he needs to sing all the way through on one cut. Just for real, for real.
He was killing it.
Yeah, for real. Man. Shoot, that sounded good.
Yeah, man. He was killing it. I enjoyed it. He was killing it.
Cause I was like, I know he be rapping, but hold up, this cat singing at the beginning. I noticed, and I listened to it, and it sounded like him. I said, well, it's gotta be him. So I was like, K Dub just slipped one in, and he was singing the hook or something. Somebody's singing. So
you know what? That makes sense. You know, he's from the Midwest, and they're, you know, the rappers out there have always had that harmony going on. You know, the fast flow and the harmony a little bit. Little singing, yeah. That can definitely
sing one through. Just one through. Maybe do an intro, you know, like how they do an intro rap at the very beginning,
yeah.
Then, you know, he'll sing, or in the middle, put a little, a bar in there, just let us know it's him. But mainly just sing. That sound good right there. Sound real good.
Ah, wow.
I guess I gave K-Dub an idea up there.
I'm tweeting him right now.
I'm trying to tell you, because hey, that's how it works. And when somebody come up with an idea, and you think about it for a minute, and go, man, that might be that dude. I think he needs to sing one through, just one. You know, his forte is rapping, so I know he want to be rapping, but just do one, and then have him sing a hook in somebody else's shit, for real.
Yeah.
Now have him sing a hook. somebody else's shit as a guest star, he don't have to rap. He can sing the hook.
There you go.
Dude, that'd be hot right there for real. That didn't sound good, though. K-Dub, give all your information where people can hit you at, stay in contact with you, find out when these CDs are going to drop. Definitely.
Well, all right, check it out. You can find me at KennyDub.com, real simple. You know, KennyDubb.com. But if you just Google the word Amos and Demigod, that mixtape is everywhere. It's gone viral. They can download it all day. You know, it's free download. You know, we put a lot of resources, time, money, effort. It was a fun ride, but I mean, you know, I want people to hear that because we put a lot into it. I'm not trying to hide that from nobody. You know, everybody can get it.
Cool. I want to say, man, you know, I love your music. Every time I hear something, I'll be like, man, that joker is jamming right there. So I love your music, and you are the quickest artist that's came back to ATAZP within under a year, because I know it's been like since Ant been doing it, and Ant hasn't been doing co-hosting with me for a year. So you're the quickest artist on the turnaround time in history. I've been doing this show 10 years, and I'm sitting up here trying to think, who came in with music 2 times in a row? Now, you know, they come in and talk maybe, yeah, that's cool, but that don't count. They come in with some more music. What? That's unheard of.
Yeah. Hey, man, it doesn't stop, man. This is what I do, man. This is our life.
I'm glad you're doing it, man. I support you, brother. And anything you wanna, you know, you wanna chop it up with me and talk, we can talk, man, for real. Because like I said, I do music as well, and it's a lovely thing when you hear brothers doing stuff positively, putting some stuff out for heads to shake in a different way, other than the norm that's out here on the radio today. Ant, you got anything to say?
Keep doing what you're doing, man, K-Dub. I love everything that you're doing, man. You know, it brings back real music, you know, real old school soul music that you do and stuff.
Thank you.
I thoroughly enjoy it myself. So keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, anytime you can sit there and have the melody in your head, you're doing something. It just hit a bunch of drums tearing up something, but I mean, that's always nice too. But like I said, it's good to always have a melody, because when you run down the street and like, yo, man, you got that new K-Dub? What are you talking about? And then you start singing it. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about now. So, I mean, hey, it's good to identify a song where it can just linger in your head. That means you got something going on, dog, when it's sticking to your head.
Awesome, man. I'm glad. Yeah, thanks for the encouragement, for real.
And, like I said, hit me up whenever you want to, man. We chop it up about the music thing. But get that dude on a song. Real. Like today. All right, then, K-Dub. You take care, man.
All right, thanks, man.
It's all good.
Peace.
Brother Ant.
Yes, sir.
We were supposed to have Gail Johnson on, and I'm going to tell you, this is it. This is it from now on. Every time I contact the artist, I'm going to have a contact number so I can call them and let them know that there's a show. Because if they don't go on Facebook on the regular, not the regular, the regular.
The regular.
They ain't getting this. They don't know that they are doing the show. Then later on, they be like, oh, I forgot. You know what I'm saying? So, from here on out, I'm going to be going, I need a contact phone number so I can text you, tell you when the show coming on, because, hey, I don't need nobody missing the show when you say you're going to do it.
Exactly. You know, if you're going to commit to it, man, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know people get caught up, people busy, and you know what I'm saying. She probably in concert, might be in concert. You know, I never heard nobody having an emergency concert, but I know, you know what I'm saying. You got to perform tonight. What? I ain't never heard of that, but it could have happened.
Right.
I know I'm killing you, bro.
You know, no, you're all right.
Oh, here.
here you know, I almost forgot that, you know, before you put the song on, you know, I almost forgot that I'm an hour behind you now.
And I had to remind you.
Yeah.
You know you way behind me now. You ain't on the East Coast no more. This is my cousin, man, Chris Jordan. He's a jazz artist, and we did at least 8 tracks for this jazz album that I'm going to put out because right now he in between keyboards, got keyboard lifted out of his car when they stole his car. But we're going to put these 8 songs out anyway. But this is one of his songs. This is one of his songs with him singing. This is called Away From Here, and I'm going to play it. This is my cousin, Chris Jordan.
Away from here, away from here, I feel so clear at night. Away from here, away from here, I feel so clear when I'm with you. I feel so clear when
I'm lost.
Break down the business, and we could keep this thing steady.
Take it slow, cause I know you're not ready. No, let me know I'm getting up, getting up. Take off your clothes, I'm getting up. Cause you wanna take it slow, I'm getting up. Cause you just let me know I'm getting up, patient with you. What I gotta do, what I gotta say. Oh, come and give some of this good love, good love, good love, good love, good love, good love. What must I say? What I gotta do to get close to you? Close to you, get everywhere you're ready.
I know Ann was feeling that one too. That's Matina. She recorded it in my studio.
Yeah, you need to find her again, cause you know that right there, that continues my night with Gabrielle Union right there. You know, you got to keep it going with Gabrielle Union.
Here's another cousin, man. This is all people I know. This is another cousin. This is on my dad's side. Mainly a lot of my cousins that you hear are on my mom's side. This is on my dad's side. He been through the show too, and when he did this song, man, me and my other cousin on my mom's side, we were Jay Bug. We were screaming and hollering when we heard this song. This song is called "Move," and this is Kareem Ellis.
Go with the flow, I'm a runaway. Lot of ladies in the club, please put your gun away. We can beef on another day. Anyway, move, move. If you wanna have fun, I ain't even left the crib. I'm already half drunk. All this smoke is probably bad for my asthma, but I'ma hit it to the tip like it's the last one. Your first impression might be I'm an asshole. You goddamn right, bitch. Plus I'ma ask you to buy me a drink. So what you think about my fortified leadership? It's 5 o'clock and you know that we ain't leaving yet. Everybody dance around so hard they make the ceiling sweat. Some people like to chill, I guess they keep it real. And if the party's popping, just imagine how the speakers feel. That's a change of pace, so let the haters hate, cause I don't like them anyway. Move, move, I ain't here to act hard. Everybody move around, ain't no need to back off. Move, move, like you to run your ass off. Everybody move around like this gon' be the last song. Move, move, if you chillin' in your backyard, even if you out of space, I feel that you gon' blast off. Move, move, when you see me coming past y'all, moving to the bar, cause I heard them holler last call. I got it hot up in here, but the beer is cold. Sneaking in a bottle that I brought from the liquor store. When she ready, grab my shit and go. My head is heavy and I'm ready for some head that's slow. So move, move, don't you do it too fast. I'ma let her win so she knows that I'm coming last. How do I begin when I'm already in the ass? I don't want children, so my words ain't just getting wrapped. And them is just the facts, so you can just relax. Even if she claims it's clean, I'ma strap a prophylax so I can hear a scream when I get in between. I know how to treat a trick and it ain't even Halloween. Move, move, I ain't here to act hard. Everybody move around, ain't no need to back off. Move, move, like you to run your ass off. Everybody move around like this gon' be the last song. Move, move, if you chillin' in your backyard, even if you out of space, I feel that you gon' blast off. Move, move, when you see me coming past y'all, movin' to the bar, cause I heard them holler last call. I want the planet in the palm of my hand, so I be movin' more miles than the Marlboro Man. Man, get loose if you feelin' the vibe, and when I cruise through, better step to the side and move, move like your rent is past due. Ain't no need to stand still like a statue. I'm that cool, and honestly, the liquor's in me. And probably I'm a holler, but I barely can see. And dog, this girl is down on her knees, she barely can breathe. All y'all scandalous and scared of me, trick. I be rocking the boat, I got a seasick, and now they just be chopping the flow. This ain't the remix.
Move, move, I ain't here to act hard. Everybody move around, or you gon' get a crack jaw. Move, move, I ain't here to act hard. Everybody move around, they don't need to back off.
I ain't here to act hard. Everybody move around, ain't no need to back off. Move, move, like you to run your ass off. Everybody move around like this gon' be the last song. Move, move, if you chillin' in your backyard, even if you out of space, I feel that you gon' blast off. Move, move, when you see me coming past y'all, movin' to the bar, cause I heard them holler last call.
Move, my cousin Kareem Ellis. Brother Ant.
Did somebody actually say, put the guns down, I ain't trying to act hard?
Wait a minute. He said, I'm going to stuff a prophylactic and treat these chickens. It ain't Halloween. What? That had me, brother.
I love it.
Because it ain't Halloween. What? Stuff? He said stuff a prophylactic. What? My God.
I love it. That had me on the floor right there.
That move. But that beat is something else with the horns and the drums. Ain't it, dog?
Oh, man. That was smooth, man. That was completely something completely different, man. That was smooth. I loved it. You know, I did. I can see myself right now with that CD bobbing my head in my ride, rolling down the road.
He does beats like for real, so that boy is smooth. He lives, and he lived in the Virginia area, Northern Virginia area, up around where you used to be at.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was definitely not too far from where I was.
No, it wasn't. It's in the same realm.
Right.
This is my girl, Bernadette Cooper, lead singer for Climax. I'm friends with her through Facebook, MySpace, through a lot of different online outlets, and we've talked to each other through email. Tried to get her on a show. She's so busy. She's doing shows now, Diva in a Turntable, her and two other girls. She's doing stuff now, and she's got a show out in Vegas next month, which I wouldn't mind going to see. This is Climax. For the old dog in you. I don't think you know this song, but you tell me if you heard it before. But this is Climax, one that escaped a lot of ears. Here you go.
We know what men are like. We've been dealing with you guys for a long time, and y'all can be dogs. I thought I had a good dog until he wouldn't bow wow.
Sing a song about that love thing.
Climax, Bernadette Cooper, oh, for the old dog in you. And I know you was like, what? Had you heard that Climax song before?
I have never heard that Climax song before, but I you know, of course, me, anything that has to do with old school, I like it, you know. And she always has that distinguished voice that you can't
mistake.
Yeah,
it'd be talking noise.
She like the original T-Bob to me.
Oh, matter of fact, they got a VH1's got a movie, TLC movie. Little Mama is playing Left Eye, and Kiki Wyatt, is that her name? Kiki Palmer, the girl that from the Spelling Bee movie, the dark skinned girl.
Yeah.
She playing Chili,
yeah.
And they kind of look just like them. They got the videos that I forget who the third girl playing T-Boss, but they kind of look just like them, and they playing it to the, I mean, for real. You got to see the trailer. I put the trailer on my Facebook page.
All right, I'm going to check it out. When is this supposed to be coming out?
It's TLC. It ought to be one of the top. It's got to be the top thing that I put on there. It's got to be.
Okay, I'm going to check it out as soon as we get off the air. I'm going to check that out.
This is the last joint. I want to thank Brother Ant for coming in again, co-hosting with me. We got another show next week. No, we don't. We don't have a show next week. Maybe I'll do a no spins, or maybe I won't have a show. It's up to me. If I do a no spins, it's gonna mess some folks' heads up, because I got some new music that's crazy that I've been... Yeah, so I got some stuff that people go, what? Who? Again, yes. This song is me and Melissa from Virginia. When they first came down here 8 years ago for the house party, we did this song off the riff. I did my spot already and just needed somebody to sing the hook, and preferably a female, and Melissa tore it up. This is one of our songs. Again, I want to thank K-Dub for coming through. I want to thank Ant-Man for coming through. We might do it next week, or we may not. I always got to set aside a day for me to be off, praise God. Here we go. Thank you, Brother Ant.
No problem, dog. No problem.
And have some fun in OKC.
Say again?
I said have some fun in OKC.
Oh, you know I am, dog. You know I am. I'm enjoying my first week here, so I'm going to continue to enjoy myself here.
Yeah, make sure you meet Russell Westbrook and all them. We need you to drop a line to them cats. I have to chat with them boys. Here you go, me and Melissa.
All right.
Look, like the romantic dinners, but you be popping that bullshit. You don't love me, you always seem to hit. I hear the give it to me, your legs are split. You ain't complaining there when I double dip. Feel me, girl, your hands are on ice, flashing gleam. Claws behind your neck is nice. I hit the jewels in the week, sometimes twice. You got a grip on that shine like a rod in a vice.
Ooh.
I'm there when you need me, but I gotta make my dough. All the shonjon you're sporting, my hustle, my flow. You don't really feel me cause you'll drop it and go. I love you, hell yeah, but you always say no. Don't you know I'll break my back for you? There's nothing on this earth that I wouldn't do. Like Siamese twins, we step together like glue. Reverse track back when I spit, it's true.
You don't stop.